present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello. Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. When I said I'm sorry I haven't a clue just then, that wasn't because I'd lost my script or become suddenly very forgetful. It is, of course, the name of the program.
Oh.
You can't be too careful with this lot, I tell you. Before I say anything else, I'll introduce the teams. Willie Rushton. This is Timbrook Taylor.
Oh,
yeah. Barry Cryer, I'd like you to say hello to Paul Merton.
Hello, Paul.
Once again, I have to report that the lovely Samantha, our score girl, is still detained overseas, embroiled in a small film for limited release. Mail order, I believe. In the meantime, will you please welcome back the equally glamorous Sven. Now, we've had a lot of letters asking whether Sven might be able to do a little more on the programme. To this end, we brought him in earlier for a brief audition to see what he'd be able to contribute to this very demanding show. Here's a short excerpt of how he got on. Personally, I'm not sure how he'd fit in exactly. What do you think, Colin Sell? No?
What
comes
answer,
down.
Though?
Yeah. This is a game called Misleading Advice. With its perfect climate, strong currency, and easy parking, Britain holds many attractions for the interested tourists, as Sven can vouch. So, teams, I'd like you to come up with some suggestions and guidelines for the first-time visitor to these shores. And Barry, will you start?
Skateboarders should head for Westminster Abbey. Start slowly and then build.
Well, in Scotland, don't worry. Haggis is just the Gaelic word for a vegetarian dish.
As we approach 1992, driving on the right-hand side of the road is now optional.
The citizens of Glasgow love to hear foreigners imitating their accents, especially in a pub on a Friday night.
Barry, we'll do another round of that. Let's do it in the right order this time. Barry.
Traffic wardens are always addressed as shove it.
Willie.
I have nothing more to offer you. My brain just died.
Honest at least. You get a mark for being honest.
If more people were honest like me, it'd be a much shorter program.
If you need to get across London in a hurry, try the Bakerloo line.
Language students are advised to copy the vowel sounds of a Mr. Derek Jameson.
Men, try midnight orienteering on Hampstead Heath.
Barbara Windsor is a member of the royal family.
Okay, that's all, is it? Right, we'll go on to the next game, and this is a musical one. It's a round called Singing Sprint. One team has to sing a song as fast as they can, and then the opposing team should sing a different song of identical length and try and beat the first team's time. I shall be awarding extra points for sensitivity of rendition. Colin Sell, if you wouldn't mind blowing your nose and pulling yourself together, we'll begin with Willie and Tim singing Hey Jude. Colin Sell. Cue Colin Sell. That was in 33.04 seconds. So, Paul and Barry, you've got a lot of work to do. Will you sing You'll Never Walk Alone? Colin.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is golden sky and the sweet of a song of a lark. Walk on for the wind, walk on for the rain, no dreams you toss and blow. Walk on with hope in your heart, you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone.
Now with the tune, please.
That was good.
What's shorter than that?
You won that, Barry, you won that, so you needn't keep on about it. And it... Our next game's called Apples and Pears. It'll not have escaped the notice of our more discerning listeners that we're lucky enough to have two genuine Cockneys on the show today in the form of Paul Merton and Barry Cryer. This game is based on good old Cockney rhyming slang, which was the only language Paul and Barry knew when they were nippers and which is still practiced today in some universities. One team translates the names of famous people, places or things into that lovable jargon while the other team has to translate them back. Okay, Tim, I'd like you to go first, please.
I've got a touch of the Emmas.
Now, stick to the show. Touch of the Emmas. Emma Nicholson. Not an easy rhyme. Emma Peel. Emma Freud.
That's right.
Freud. Singular.
Plural.
Plural. Oh, he had my sympathy. I seem to be sitting very comfortably.
You got it right.
That's very good. Yeah, a round of applause for Barry. Got that. Barry, let's have one from you.
This is a famous person. Javier Dardu.
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 Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Hitler.
Oh, so warm.
Late arrival.
He was,
Hitler's
you know.
Dardu.
Dadu,
dadu, dadu. Here come the police. No.
So odd. I'm amazed.
I'm willing for you to tell us now,
well,
Barry.
Have you, short for have you got your belt on? Elton and Dadu, Ron, Ron, John. Elton John. Have you, Dadu?
Minus 10 points for having to explain it. Okay, Willie.
I just thought of another bit of misleading advice, but I've forgotten it. Ah, here comes old Drop-Dat.
Drop-Dat?
Drop-Dat.
Drop-Dat.
Drop-Dat. Drop-Dat the font, Norman Lamont.
Ah.
It's well known. I'm trying to get some pace here in gender. Very like this at Gardner's Question Time.
Okay, Paul.
He's a bit of a bouffant hare.
Bouffant hare. Neil Kinnock.
No.
Beehive. Beehive.
Beehive. Beehive. Beehive. Beehive itself. Is that?
No.
No.
Animal.
Beehive.
I'm not allowed to guess, am I?
You can't guess.
Yeah, go on, man.
Lionel Blair.
That's exactly right.
Right.
But then we spoke this language as youngsters.
Oh, we did.
You in Leeds and
yes.
You in Morden in Surrey.
Bormann in the sound of Bow Lake, so I was.
I get all my mouse at Ratness.
Mouse trap.
Mouse
correct.
Trap, yes.
Okay, any more? Barry?
Harkett off the hello. Harkett. Famous person. Harkett off the hello.
Listen, half cut.
Hark at him, Tim. Off the hook, Brooke. Hello, Sailor Taylor. Tim Brooke Taylor.
I can see this catching on.
I'm adopting Willie's principle of place.
Air Sea.
What?
Air Sea Rescue, Ceausescu.
He could have done with it.
He's the right Richard. Richard III, Douglas Hurd.
And not only that.
Don't kick me in the Victorias.
Okay, let's go.
I once heard a fella say he's a bit of an all quiet on the Western. But, you know.
We'll hurry on to the next game now. As we turn our attention to history in a game called Commentaries. Teams, I'd like you to provide a brief commentary on a certain historical event, but in the style of my choosing. And we're going to start with you, Barry. Will you describe the Battle of Hastings in the style of Pam Ayres?
Was the night before the Battle of Hastings, and King Harold
feared the day yet to come. So he went round to inspect all his archers. Rumty-tumty-tum, tumty-tumty-tum. He asked one of his trusty bowmen to demonstrate his art, but to his sorrow. The arrow he fired flew everywhere, and the king said he'll have somebody's eye out tomorrow. The end.
Paul, I rather enjoyed Barry's cameo, so would you comment on the birth of Jeremy Beadle in the same style?
That's cameos. A midwife to a horror sore, the birth of the terrible bearded boar. His mother cried out in pain as doctors tried to push baby back again. But with a cry, the baby exclaimed, "Sorry, mother, you've been framed." And throughout the hospital, a terrible shout, "Watch out, it's Beadle's about."
Okay, it's your turn, Tim. Would you describe Prime Minister's Question Time in the style of the football results and answer?
And here is today's Prime Minister's Question Time. Ken Livingstone, resign. John Major, why should I? Dennis Skinner, because you're useless. John Major, oh, am I? Neil Kinnock, I think you're useless too. John Major, but not as useless as you. The Tory backbenches, hear, hear. The Speaker, order, order. The slagging match between the Liberal Democrats and the Ulster Unionists, postponed. And now back to Humphrey Littleton at the teleprinter.
Right, now Willie, here's one for you. Will you please describe the beheading of Charles I in the style of an agony aunt?
Dear Charles I, it is, of course, so easy to be wise after the event. Though, of course, given the event, in your case, the reverse is probably true. When the head is severed from the body, wisdom tends to go straight out of the window. How sensible of you, though, to take my advice and wear three shirts. It was foolish of you, however, to ignore my best suggestion, not to turn up. So you were pig-ignorant before and during the event, and even more so afterwards. But then again, you have a descendant of the same name who talks to lupins. And he's constantly writing to me, "What a family, love Auntie Will."
And while Sven busily tots up the score, we go on to a very amusing game called Pick Up Song. Sven and I shall play some records on my gramophone, and we'd like you teams to sing along. After a short spell, the music will fade out, and if you're within a short crotchet of the original, I shall be awarding points. And what do points mean? Today's prize is a copy of Samantha's video. Yeah, quite a good prize this week. Right, Willie, will you join Edith Piaf singing "Non, je ne regrette rien"?
Non,
non. Rien de rien. Non, je ne regrette rien. Ni le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal. Tout ça m'est bien égal. Non. Rien de rien. Non, that's no. Je ne regrette rien. C'est payé. What's this word? Balayé. Oublié. Je me fous de passé.
Je me fous de passé.
Silly bitch. Roll on, 1992. We'll all be singing with women like that.
Tim, will you join the tokens, please, and sing "The Lion Sleeps Tonight"? And I'd like the rest of you, team, to join in on the whimaways. Okay? Here we go.
A wind away, a wind away, a wind away, a wind away, a wind away. a wind away.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
A wind away.
Absolutely no marks. No marks. No marks for that team at all. You probably realise you came in on a whim when you should have come along. Barry, will you please put this down your trousers and join Tom Jones singing Delilah?
Very decent of Sven to give it up.
Won't need it, hon.
He dreams.
Why?
Right, Paul, now, will you enlighten us as to the real lyrics of The Israelites by Desmond Dekker in the 80s?
Slave bin for bread, sir, so that every baby mouth can be fed. Oh, the Israelites. Wife and me kids, they pack up and leave me. Darling, she said I was yours to receive. Shut them, I tear up trousers, I go. I don't want to end up like Bonnie and Clyde. Oh.
I'm going to put it to the audience. Who do you think won that? Couldn't agree less. Now we come to a game called Paranoia. Both our teams are suffering from insane mental delusions, so conveniently we've devised a game around them. The important thing to remember is that the nature of these insane delusions is known only to the opposing team and us, the audience. The insane team should ask questions of the other to try and identify their symptom. Tim and Willie, you're going to go first. Your paranoia is going up on our drive-in-sized laser scoreboard. And here for listeners is the mystery voice.
They think they're the iceberg that sank the Titanic. They think they're the iceberg that sank the Titanic.
Okay, Willie and Tim, away you go. Start questioning.
Have we been suffering from this for long?
Wasn't a long time at the time. Well, no, it was probably old.
Probably a long time.
Long standing.
Yes. Probably a while.
Have we suffered it together?
Yes, you're both this.
Yes.
We're both too old to do this program.
Yes, yes.
True.
Is it anything to do with Sven and Samantha?
No.
I've seen some of the early rushes.
So did Moses.
This is something that happened a time ago. We thought,
yes.
The Old Testament.
No.
Not as old as that.
No.
We thought.
Yeah.
This century.
Yeah. Early this century.
Something Victorian.
We thought we were Queen Victoria.
No.
No, a bit later than her. Slightly later.
Margaret Thatcher.
There is a strange resemblance.
In temperament.
Well, did this happen before the First World War?
Yes.
Edward the Confessor.
Well before the First World War.
We think we're Lily Langtry.
I will not point the finger.
Do we think we're a male person?
No.
No, not
you think we're a female person?
No.
You
think we're an animal?
No.
A vegetable and mineral?
A feeling that was abroad at the time. We're terrified of the Kaiser.
No, nothing to do with the Kaiser.
You say it'll all, this programme will be over by Christmas.
you're more of a...
We went down on the Titanic.
Oh,
you're not
proud.
I thought with Paul here, there'd be some reference there. We're that close, are we? We are the iceberg.
Yes.
The thing is, we are the iceberg.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, as long as we understand that.
Yes.
Barry and Paul, your paranoia is going up on the display board now, and here once again is the mystery voice to tell you at home.
They think they're playing What's My Line? They think they're playing What's My Line?
Okay, start questioning.
Are we two people?
No.
No.
We're one person.
Yes.
Are we contemporary?
Yes.
Yep.
Real or fictional?
You'll have to rephrase that.
Politician?
No.
Has this got anything to do with Jeffrey Archer?
Vegetable.
No, I think you've got the wrong one.
Oh, sorry.
No, I can't allow that.
You can't allow what?
That's five.
Oh. So we're one person, I'm trying to reach
out. One person, male, not a politician.
Not a politician.
No. Nope.
Real or fictional, there was some doubt about it.
No, real.
Oh, real, okay.
Seven.
Show business?
No.
No.
Eight. You may have forgotten your mime.
It's just the way he sits.
Yeah.
Is it, was it an ironic no when I asked show business?
That's nine.
No. One more.
That's a German no as opposed to an ironic no. Where are we, sport?
No, that's
no,
it.
Sorry,
we've...
Shut up. Humphrey's the chairman, for heaven's
sake. Not in this particular case. Would you like to tell them who you are?
Give us a clue. We gave you clues when you did yours.
That's what we came in.
They've been giving you clues.
You did a mime. You wrote your name on the wall.
Well, it's What's My Line. We think we're a contestant on What's My Line.
Absolutely. Your place.
Yeah. Rambling on bitterly about no clues.
In retrospect, now, with the hindsight saga, yes, I see.
At moments like this, I get a glimpse of what eternity must be like. Now we're going to play a musical game. We're going to play a musical game, which I know our teams enjoy playing at home. It's called Singing Relay, and involves both our teams singing a song each, but taking alternate words between them. It calls for quick wits and a large double brandy, which is why our teams enjoy playing it at home. Okay. Barry and Paul, will you sing Get Out and Get Under? Hugh Collin.
He have to get under,
get out
and get under,
to
fix his little machine.
He
was
dying
to
cuddle
his queen,
but
every
minute
when he
begin
it,
he'd
have
to
get
under,
get
out
and
get
under,
then
he'd
get
back
at
the
wheel.
A
dozen
times
they'd
start
to
hug
and
kiss,
and
then
the
darn
engine
it
would
miss,
and
then
he'd
have
to
get
under,
get
out
and
get
under,
and
fix
his
automobile.
I've heard better interpretations, but really, you get a point.
Really
cuddle his queen, I don't think.
Indeed. 1913, when it was written, he cuddled his queen.
Oh well. We won't go into that.
We should
Tim
know that. We're the iceberg.
Tim and Willie, will you sing Money Makes the World Go Round?
Oh, we mow it. Oh, sorry.
Makes the world go around,
world
go around,
world
go around.
Money
makes
the world
go around.
A
clinking,
clanking
sound
of
money. Get a little money.
yens, a buckle, up bound, that clinking, clanking, clanking sound, and all that makes the world go round, it makes the world go round!
Too slick, I think. Well, all good things must come to an end, and so by some unlikely coincidence must this program. But before I take Sven out to be de-oiled, we'll finish with a round of limericks, team. I shall furnish you with a fertile first line, which I'd like you to continue taking one line each. Since food's been in the news so much this week, our subject today is cooking. Tim, your line is, a sandwich prepared by Prue Leaf
got stuck in the teeth of Ted Heath.
If the overstuffed pig
should drop off the twig,
then the lettuce will make a nice wreath.
Barry, here's one for you. The technique of the two brothers Roux.
The technique of the two brothers Roux is throw everything in the stew.
They call it potluck.
And you're instantly struck
by memories of Regent's Park Zoo.
Here's one for you, Willie. Dining alone with Keith Floyd.
Dining alone with Keith Floyd is something we all should avoid.
Everything's fine
till he gets to the wine.
And then he's a right hemorrhoid.
And finally, Paul, your line is, pass the wok then, said Hudson to Halls.
Pass the wok then, said Hudson to Halls. I'm sorry, I'm afraid nature calls.
Stop that, you fat kiwi.
It's only a wee-wee.
And it might even improve the prawn ball.
And on that elevated note, that's all we have time for. Join us again next time. From all of us, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Paul Merton, Chimble Taylor and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The program was produced by John Naismith.